Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is, whoops, crappy hotel workout. So this weekend I'm actually traveling up to see my brother in the state of New York, and we're traveling up here to spend some quality time for the holidays and also get to see, he has a musical group, he plays big strings and bass in an orchestra, so we're going to see his musical group outside of the orchestra perform, and it was pretty awesome. So it was a really kind of cool, fun event. And part of this trip is going to take several days. So we had to drive up from South Carolina all the way up to New York, and we met some people in the middle and kind of made a weekend trip out of it. So it'll be about a five-day trip. And part of that means that we have to get some workouts in. So, excuse me. I think that's the first time I've sneezed on podcast. So part of the trip is you want to make sure if it's 5 days, you got to get a workout in, right? So we looked at hotel rooms, and we found one that was a hotel that was advertised as having a fitness room. So when we checked in late at night, and I just kind of like scoped through the door, saw they had some stuff, and kind of went to bed. So I got up early in the morning around 6, and I wanted to get a quick workout in before we started traveling even more. And when I went into the quote-unquote fitness room, I realized there were 2 treadmills, only one of which was working, 2 ellipticals, only one of which was working. They had no dumbbells whatsoever, no free weights. And they had this kind of janky, big weight machine that had like a lying leg extension and leg curl, a seated leg extension and a lying leg curl kind of combined in one. You just adjust the backrest. They had a chest press. Now, it was kind of like an inclined angle that was really bad on your shoulders. They had a lat pull-down, which I thought was very interesting. Whoever made this had a really creative mindset. So basically, they had the seat really far down. The seat was actually only 6 inches off the floor. So I think they wanted the seat to be low enough so that way people, when they were using the machine, their arms could fully extend. They wouldn't bottom out at the top. So they had in mind, for someone with the arms of a giant, but apparently the legs of a midget. So sitting 6 inches off the ground was a little bit ridiculous, and nothing felt comfortable in that machine. So really, that wasn't going to work. So I couldn't find anything that was useful in that machine, and there was no free weights. So instead of just deadlifting the back end of the treadmill, I decided to go ahead and take a walk. So I did 30 minutes of just kind of walking on the treadmill at intervals and different heights and inclines and whatnot. So the thing was, I was already awake, I was already in the room, I might as well do something. And that's often what you'll find yourself is, if you're in your situation where you have to get a workout in, but there isn't great equipment available. That's kind of the idea of this podcast. So, you know you want to work out, nothing in your environment seems to be helping that. So maybe you do find yourself in a crappy weight room and there's really nothing there in a hotel, but you got to get something in. So the key is you got to do something. So even if it's just like what I did, 30 minutes of walking on a treadmill, that's better than sleeping in and missing the goal. So one of the main reasons why I actually wanted to walk on the treadmill had nothing to do with me being paranoid about not working out. It was actually, I had been sitting in a car for a long time, so I had a lot of like water retention in my ankles and calves. My feet were kind of hurting, my hips were stiff. So I more so wanted to do it to get my body up and moving, and for just general health purposes, make myself feel better. And one of the main benefits is that, so when we got to where we were going with our trip, I would feel in better condition and better shape, and I'd be in a better mood. So I'd actually be able to have a better time with my friends and family, rather than feeling like crap and acting like crap. So it was good for just not only the body, but also for mental and emotional health as well. So that's the key. So if you find yourself wanting to work out, but there's really nothing available, one of the first things I do is often that can be very kind of depressing and like a setback where you're like, oh, geez, why even bother? You know, so you're trying to make things work and nothing seems to be working. And this would be true of somebody if they're trying to work around an injury, too. So maybe you got in the gym, you were wanting to work around, like, say, an elbow injury, but every freaking thing you do seems to bug your elbow or your shoulder or your knee. So you're, again, kind of running into that situation where nothing seems to be working well and you ask yourself, why even bother? Well, before you go home and call it quits, what you can do is think of doing something. So, again, if it's just walking on a treadmill or doing light cardio, there's a bunch of other options I'll give you here in a second. But the key is you got to do something to get something. So if you want to get some results, you got to do some work. And one of the keys to get yourself motivated and get moving is to set like a timer. So if you're discouraged and you're like, oh man, there's nothing really to do, just give yourself like say 10 minutes and say, okay, for 10 minutes, I'm going to find something and I'll just do it for 10 minutes and I'll be done. So it's kind of a good way, like anybody can kind of accomplish something for 10 minutes. It doesn't seem like that large of a time frame that it's, you know, we're not telling you to work out for 2 hours, you know, so 10 minutes seems doable, even if it's not necessarily something you want to do or you can find something to do. So the key is you're going to start with something and you'll find like in 10 minutes you might actually have found something to do and you'll actually be active for longer than that. But it gives you a marker, gives you something to go for and gets you started. Then some things I've done in the past that I didn't do this time, but I've looked up on YouTube. So on YouTube they have awesome videos that you can find. So you can look up like push-up variations, plank variations, even side plank variations, because that helps include more hip and other muscles different than a regular plank. And you can find bodyweight exercises. So even if you don't have any equipment whatsoever, you can use yourself as equipment. Now granted, that does factor in how fit you are. So maybe if your body weight is a big challenge right now, maybe walking on the treadmill is good enough. So, but if you are in better shape than that and you can physically move yourself around more, there's a lot of really challenging variations of body weight style movements. So for example, I've done a workout before with something called a rocking horse push-up. So if you've never looked that up, go ahead and look that up. So rocking horse push-up, it's kind of like you're standing on your feet, but you're crouched down really low. When you kind of fall forward into your hands, you throw yourself back up. So and it's kind of in this really crouched position. So again, look up rocking horse push-ups. I did that into push-up planks, where you're holding a push-up position and you extend opposing arm and leg. So if I lift my left arm up, I'm going to lift my right leg up, and that creates a lot of counterbalancing stability challenge through your core. It also helps involve the upper back and the arm that you're lifting and the arm that's still on the floor for extra bracing. So that's a way to get some upper back involved. And then you can do side plank variations. So there's one exercise I like called a starfish, which is where you get into a side plank and then you have to raise your arm and your leg of the side that's up in the air, and that can add some challenge to it. You can even create different motions, planes of motions. So instead of lifting up and down, you can move horizontally as well, and that changes your center of gravity, which will actually add to the challenge of the side plank. And then you can end with some type of bodyweight exercise, like say squat jumps, something like that. So you'll do paused squat jumps. So I've done that as a workout before, where I would do 10 rocking horse push-ups, I'd do 20 movements of the arm and leg lifting planks, 10 movements each side of the starfish side plank, and then 10 paused squat jumps. And I'd do that for 5 rounds. That'll wear you out, by the way. So I've actually done that. But that's something you can do, is look up some variations of bodyweight movements on YouTube. And once you do it once, you kind of then have those links you can use in the future and or have ideas from that workout that you can use in the future. So that's kind of a key, is when you find yourself in a situation where either you're at a hotel and they don't have anything useful, so you got to use your body weight, or you're trying to get around an injury. You might not be able to use your body weight for a workout if you're having an injury, but still that concept of finding something to do. And that's the case where maybe just walking on a treadmill is a victory that day. So instead of going home and doing nothing, your victory was the fact you stayed and did something. So that's kind of some takeaway messages that I had from this experience that I thought other people might benefit from. Is number one is don't go home. So don't quit. Do something. Find something to do. So you're already there. You already made the effort to get to the gym. You already made the effort to wake up and get out of bed. So you already have all of the inconvenience done to be ready to work out. So now just put in that last bit. So get the actual workout in. So I promise, if you stay there and you get something done, you're going to feel really good about yourself. You're going to feel very happy that you did. So if you're already there, do something, find something. Now, the second takeaway message is to set a timer. So again, often in these cases, you're discouraged. You've had a little bit of challenge of maybe trying to find an experiment, something to do. So you're kind of just bummed out. Nothing seems to have worked well, and you can feel defeated. So just set a timer, maybe 10 minutes, and see what you can get done in 10 minutes. That is something that's doable. It gets you started, and then often you'll find once you do get started, you can continue and keep going, and it kind of just feeds into a better and better workout, better experience. And then the last thing is that if you don't have any equipment, no problem. So just use your body weight. Again, you can find body weight variation exercises on YouTube. Again, you can find actual full bodyweight ones. You can find push-up variations, plank variations, side planks, a whole bunch of like athletic style movements, really anything that you're looking for you can find. So just put together a couple exercises, put them as a circuit, and do a few rounds. So again, the key is if you're already there, get something in. Okay, so this is a quick little podcast, but I did want to get it in and give you guys a few tips that I experienced from this morning doing that crappy hotel gym workout. So hopefully you guys can save yourselves a good workout if you run into the same experience. So as always, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share it. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions for future topics, let us know. This podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.